let's say they're not being called, and then you
Vision Directional Drilling.
Hey, is Mark around?
Who's Mark?
Hey, Mark, good morning. It's Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm good.
That's good to hear. I just wanted to follow up with you briefly on a finance offer I'd sent out your way a couple weeks back. Looks like it was based off some financing you did over there with Case New Holland a few years ago. Is that ringing a bell?
No.
Alrighty, well, it looks like it was like late 2011 for some equipment over there with them, but we have you pre-approved with us for some equipment and capital as well. Looks like about $250K based off that relationship you were able to establish with them. How's business going over there for you guys this summer?
Oh, it's everything's good.
Everything's good. Good to hear. Is this normal your busy season? You're kind of just fluctuating over there with the price of oil and whatnot?
We're stronger during the summer.
Stronger during the summer. Alrighty. And do you guys also deal with fiber optics and stuff too, or is that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like, what's your split up between drilling and boring between like fiber optics, kind of half and half?
Mostly just drilling.
Mostly just drilling. Okay. Alrighty. Well, are you looking to bring on any new equipment over there to help you get the jobs done?
No, not right now.
Not right now. Is there a certain time of year you maybe do look to do stuff like that, or evaluate and bring some new pieces
probably
on?
Probably next spring.
Next spring.
Made our equipment purchases so far for the year.
All right. Would you bring on this year?
Excavators.
Excavators.
Right.
All righty. Nice. We also have you pre-approved for some working capital. Are you familiar with that?
Right now we don't. We're good. We don't need anything.
Don't need anything right now. Even if I could shoot you like 50K or so, you wouldn't be able to, use that for anything productive, put into the business?
No. Right now we have no need for that.
No need. Alrighty. So when you say like something does pop up, do you have a local bank you work with, or?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Do you have a line of credit through them or something?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you don't mind me asking, how much is that for?
It's 125.
125, okay. Pretty good line there. You guys have most of that freed up to use whenever you want, or? Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have anything on it right now.
Oh, so you kind of rarely use it then, huh?
When we get into large jobs or whatever, waiting on payment for, large job or something.
Okay, yeah. If you have to, like... Okay, like materials, if like you got the float payroll or something through it, waiting for that payment or whatnot.
Right.
Okay. So do you guys do like any government contracts, or is it mostly commercial, or how's that work?
We do a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. Okay, nice. So that's that probably helps you guys stay busy then quite frequently, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nice. Well, what are those lifespans on those excavators? Are you able to do like some preventative maintenance on them quite frequently?
We normally just drive them till the tracks fall off, and we just keep them up. We keep them in really good shape.
Keep them in really good shape. Yeah. So do you usually sell them off after they get to that point, or you kind of?
Yeah. Basically. Yeah. Normally, somebody that we know personally or whatever, would give them a real good deal on it, and they'll use it for startup business or whatever.
Of course.
I do have one thing. The office building that my office is in, it's a multi-space unit, and right now it's me and two other guys that's in on the business that own it. One of the partners want to be bought out. And we're looking at maybe refunding that to buy him out. Do you do that?
Yeah, it might. Tell me a little bit more about it. So you guys have three partners, and you're looking to buy. One of the partners want to be bought out. Okay, so did you guys like just like kind of recently buy this business together and have like a loan on it, or?
It's a loan. We've had it for 12 years.
You've had it for 12 years.
Yeah, so it's down probably, we owe about 36% of what the appraised value would be.
And I know you have to get it praised and whatnot, but you have like maybe a ballpark on how much that could be?
I'd say low side 750 to 800, high side a million.
You have 360 on it now?
Yeah.
Okay, and then
we've got cash in it, but we need about 125 to buy that partner out.
And then would that be 125 altogether or 125 for the both of you?
That would be all together.
That'd be all together.
We need to get the 360, whatever we owe on it, 360 plus the 125. Well, we wouldn't need all that. Probably additional 75, and we take cash out.
Okay, so maybe looking around 200K then for capital.
Okay, so we need the 360. Probably about 400.
About 400.
Four. Yeah, a little over four.
A little over four. Alrighty, well, that capital program I mentioned to you, we based off of sales. So, if you have good sales, instead of looking at your credit,
this would be an LLC, and we've got the lease space that we have.
Okay, so how much are you guys bringing in like 1 year then?
It's about 120.
120.
100 to 120, depending on how many spaces we have leased.
And that's all. Okay, so that's 100,000 per year you're bringing in before expenses and everything.
Right, and really the only expenses we've got taxes. We've got some maintenance, very little. It's a new building and insurance.
Okay. So, yeah, it's based off of sales, and, with you bringing in about 120, that's, we can only really unlock around 10 to 15% of that. So, that might not work out the best there, because that would only be like, that's your top line revenue for the business?
I mean, it's a lease. It's a lease building. I don't know. Basically, just real estate.
Real estate. I understand that. But for you guys, is a drilling company though.
This is totally separate. It's not. You're looking personal versus, corporation.
I heard a little bit.
Yeah, I understand that though, but what I'm saying is we can use, since you have your business, we can give you, say, 100, a price you want, based off of your sales. So, like, for instance, if you're bringing in $1 million per year in your top line revenue for your drilling company, Vision, we can possibly give you around 10 to 15% of that. So around $100,000, $150,000. So if like, what's your top line revenue then for the drilling company per year?
About 1.5.
Okay, there you go. So in that case, if you're looking, we could probably easily get you set up with around $150,000, possibly $200,000, it might. There's chances are we could get you a little more.
Kind of going two different ways, directions, because I tell you what, we're going to have to go a different direction on that.
Hold on 1 second. We might be able to help you out here. You have a few seconds. I could put you on the phone with my senior advisor, and she'd be really
kind of cut me right in the middle of something. If you could, if you call me back later this afternoon, it would be great.
Okay, yeah, I could set up a call with my underwriter, and that way we can get you exactly the answers you're looking for. Because they deal with this stuff all day long, and I'm kind of just trying to get you in on the products we have here, so they can get you some really strong answers there for you, maybe a little bit of numbers to look at. What would be a good time to call you?
If you come about 2 o'clock today, that would be good.
2 o'clock today, and you'll be able to chat for a few.
Yeah.
Alrighty, great. Well, Mark, I will definitely call you around 2 p.m. and I'll have you on the phone with my underwriter then, and she'll go over what the options are here and see if we can get you set up for getting that.
Okay, that'd be great.
Alrighty, great. All right, we'll look forward to hearing from you. Have a good one. All right.